Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to Beauty News. This is the 10th of July edition.
Yep.
Goodbye, 2020. Yep, see almost. You fucking never again.
True. You're done.
Yeah.
See you later.
You're dead to me. But what's not dead to us is makeup. So we're going to
talk. It's alive and well.
It is. It's kicking on. We're going to talk about new release beauty products today and updates on things that we've talked about in the past. We're going to get started with the one update that we have.
Yes. So it's MAC.
Yes. So this is a collection with Tiana Taylor. And essentially it looks like it's her old school favorites that got a sort of rebrand or
they say a new makeover. Neon beat.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got four lipsticks. Shades are I Got a Man, which is a matte cocoa brown nude. Good Moaning is a matte rosy pink. A Rose in Harlem is a matte bright candy apple red. And Junie B is a frost finish that's a mid-tone purple with blue and purple pearl. Then we have some lip glosses. There's four shades. We've got But Ain't Got No Manners. It's a sheer nude with bronze and gold pearl. Gonna Love Me is a nude pink with pearl. Across the Board is a candy apple red with slight pearl. And Save Your Tears, Honey.
Fair.
Fair. Is a light lavender with pearl. Then we have some lip pencils in the shades, Cyberworld, which is an intense blackish purple. Hodgepodge is a mocha mid-tone brown. Night Moth is a blackened plum. And Chestnut is an intense brown. And then we have one mineralized skin finish in House of Petunia, which is a gold with bronze flecks. By the time you watch this, oh no, no.
14th.
You're going to have to wait, guys. You're going to have to wait. It's coming on the 14th of July.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. Like, this is very, like, some people are hating this packaging.
Right.
I don't mind it. I like
personally,
a bit of neon.
I think this is how you should do clear packaging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with a colour to it.
Exactly.
A purpose to it.
Yes, yes.
Not just a trashy clear.
Not just like Tupperware from the fucking $2 shop.
Yeah, I agree. Clear. I think this is very probably last year. Last year neons were sort of big in fashion and also in makeup, so this is a little bit lagging, but I do like that this is a 90s vibe. Like I like 90s vibes. It is what it is. So it seems like most of these are new shades, but there are some products in here that stand out as being things from the permanent range. Like the Night Moth lip pencil is a really sort of like classic one. Maybe Chestnut as well. I feel like those lip pencils are re-promotes, but it sounds like the lipsticks, lip glosses, and the mineralized skin finish are new shades, which is good because there's nothing worse than if you're a MAC fan going, oh, that sounds like a really cool, like a Rose in Harlem, bright candy apple red lipstick, sounds great. But then if you find out that it's like Lady Danger, you're like, I've got that in spades.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
You know, it's cool that they are bringing out new shades, but I just be aware that it sounds like some of the shades in the lip pencils are sort of permanent shades.
Yeah.
All right, back to the start.
Yes, new stuff. So this is apparently from Becca.
Confirmed, it is Becca.
It is Becca. It is going to be exclusive at Ulta Beauty for some amount of time. Coming out on July 19th, in stores August 2nd. But it basically consists of the Light Gleam Primer and Topper Liquid Eyeshadows. These are $26 each. They come in six shades. You've got Dusk, which is an olive green primer with golden shimmer topper. Hang on. The primer is not actually a primer, is it? It's
no.
A liquid eyeshadow.
Okay, so essentially what this is it reminds me of like the Dealer ones and the Huda Beauty ones where they're liquid eyeshadows, but there's a matte and there's a shimmer end.
Yeah, and they're just calling them primers to...
Because. I think what it is, from looking at the swatches, you can use them separately. So the primer looks like it's the pigmented matte base, and then the topper, it looks quite sheer.
Yeah.
So you can use them separately, but I think they're designed to be used...
Together.
So maybe like you put the matte on, you blend it out, and then you put the topper wherever you want a bit of shimmer.
Yeah.
Because they do look best when layered, but of course, like that's a bit of a misleading name because it makes you think like if you weren't, if you didn't think outside the box when it comes to makeup and you followed the directions exactly, you go, okay, these are very limited with how you apply them, but realistically,
it's a liquid the
different
eyeshadow,
finishes like, of liquid eyeshadow, yeah.
Okay. Then we've got Refract, which is a sky blue with a rainbow shimmer. Laser is a deep plum with a violent shimmer, apparently. Violet shimmer. We've got Golden Hour, which is caramel brown with a golden shimmer. Red Star is a brick red with a pink shimmer. And Luna is a dusty rose with a pink shimmer. Then we have the Hydra Light Plumping Lip Balms. These are $19 each. They come in 8 shades. Breeze is a blackberry. Dew is a berry plum. Lagoon is a cherry red. Mist is a transparent blue. Spray is a pink fuchsia. Surge is a warm bright coral. Swell is a cool light pink. And Tide is a nude pink. And then we finally have the Hydralyte Plumping Lip Mask for $19 as well.
All right. Friend of Beauty News.
Yes.
And that's Jacob. His brand Bokeh Beauty have launched a new lash style. So this is Gabriel and it's added to the boys collection. So he's got 2 collections of lashes, the boys and the girls. And this is a new one to the boys. So this was actually a lash that was carefully designed for those who have short lashes or don't have many lashes due to issues such as alopecia. So this is pretty much a lighter style of lashes that's designed to not be sort of irritating to your eyes. So it's super thin, comfy, cotton flex band. So it sounds good. The lash density is light. And these, one thing I do like about his lashes is they're reusable up to 20 times, which yeah. I dig. And I'm actually wearing some of his lashes, so I can confirm you can wear them a lot. Look, these are available now for $12. We also have a discount code if you do want to check out his brand. It's a non-affiliated discount code, so we get nothing. So if yep. that's in the description box, we have some codes. But yeah, this is a nice looking, you know, addition to his range. I think it's just a lighter lash.
Yeah.
I prefer a lighter lash, so I'm all for this.
Yeah, this is more down my alley
yeah.
because, like, look, Jacob loves a big lash and that's totally fine, but I find them so difficult to wear. So a lot of his range I just can't wear because
they're too big.
It looks like I've got 2 small cats sitting on my eyes.
And it's a choice.
It is.
It's a choice yeah. that I don't make.
But
I
this
agree with
is
you.
Like... right up my alley.
Yeah.
And I love that he's padding out his range.
Yeah. And I would like to see more sort of light styles, Jacob, just letting you know, buddy.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones that I like, even as it is, I'm wearing one of his styles that are a lighter style.
Yeah.
And
they're still
very
long.
Dramatic.
They're really long. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. They're still yeah. very, I like lashes that sort of pad out
what
the
you've
fact
got.
That I don't have
yeah.
very dense lashes. So yeah. I like that he's adding to that collection.
Yeah. We've got something new here from Hourglass. It is the Unlocked Instant Extensions Mascara. They're saying it's impossibly real lashes with a dramatic extension effect. This will be out 9th of July. So when you're watching this at Hourglass Cosmetics, I want to try this so
bad. I
want
to try this as well.
I am a fan of Hourglass mascaras, indeed.
Yeah, I'm actually, my mission at the moment is to use up all the backup mascaras I have in my collection, which I'm doing really well.
Getting through.
I haven't bought a new mascara in probably like 2 years.
No.
I get something like packs and whatever, like Christmas packs and
yeah.
whatever. But I haven't bought one in ages. And the goal is to use it up and buy their Caution Extreme Lash Mascara.
That's the best mascara
because
I've ever
that
used.
Is such a good mascara. So if they're saying that this is potentially even better...
Yeah, I really want to try
this. I am like, okay, move over, Caution Extreme Lash. I'm coming for you, Unlocked.
Mm.
And I love that it looks very similar to their lipsticks.
Yeah, it
like
does.
The design
yeah.
of it with the gold. It looks luxurious yeah. and it just, I want it. I want it so badly. Yeah, Hourglass, it's a funny one because I think it's a brand that they're quite expensive. Obviously, they're mm-hmm. sort of more leaning towards luxury. Definitely high end, but I think that some of their products aren't worth the money, but some are totally worth the money and their mascara.
Yeah. I feel like, when like with Hourglass, if you find a product that works for you, it's well worth the money spent.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm going to buy this and try it.
I can't,
I'm keen on it.
I think also in Australia, the price of their mascara isn't that much more than a drugstore mascara. Yeah. And I think I had the mini and it lasted me like 3 months, just the mini.
Yeah.
So I'm confident that I'm going to get good value out of it.
I'm super keen on that.
Yeah, so am I.
Well done,
this is an update too. Damn, we missed it. Whoopsie-daisy.
Oh, that's right.
Whoopsie-daisy. Yep. Kylie Cosmetics, they've launched their bronzer sticks. So we saw a sneak peek of this back when they launched the Kendall Jenner collection. Yes. So these are creamy soft matte bronzer sticks that provide immediate warmth to the skin. Use for a subtle sun kiss or layer for additional warmth and contour. Sleek, portable, and retractable. I bloody hope they're retractable.
They would fucking have to be.
I know.
That is, I feel.
Just stay. I feel
like
obvious.
You just stay. Like you're not gonna make a fucking bronzer stick that you can't retract. That's like the dumbest non-retractable product you could ever fucking make. Like, give me a fucking break.
Yeah.
I'm not letting that one slide. You're dumb.
Fair. So that comes in 6 shades. There's bronze light medium, bronze medium, bronze tan, bronze deep, and bronze deep dark. Available now for $16 each. Do want to say, decent price point.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very affordable.
Also, if you compare it to fucking KKW's first launch of that little nubbin fucking stupid thing.
Oh, double-ended little peens.
The double-ended little, like, these things.
Yeah, yeah. They literally were. They were like this fingertip. Big,
and they were like $30, $40 or some bullshit. It's
probably the same formula.
Yeah, and also, did you hear that they've sold a portion both brands. Kylie Cosmetics and KKW both signed deals with Coty.
Yeah, and did you hear there is a lawsuit because Seed Beauty are like, no, fuck you, Coty. You don't get our insider secrets.
Which is fair.
Absolutely fair. Absolutely.
It seems so cheeky.
You sell the brand. You don't get the fucking, like, especially if, like, the brand was manufactured by a company that has like their own secrets.
Yeah.
Like it's just.
Yeah. So the background is Seed Beauty, which creates a bunch of different, like they're a manufacturer that creates a bunch of different things. Their main brand is ColourPop. They also create Kylie Cosmetics, KKW, Tati, and a bunch of other stuff. So pretty much they're the ones that help formulate that. I think they help like source the packaging, the they create the formulas. They're like, I remember seeing on a Netflix documentary thing, they were talking about how ColourPop make their products so efficient, and it was because they literally just create them instead of actually storing them. They just create so much at once. Like their production is crazy. They can make a product in a couple of days and then they just ship it out straight away. They don't actually have to put in warehouses.
Yeah.
So they have their own style of creating makeup, which is different to the rest of the makeup industry, which is what has given them an edge and different from, you know, all these other brands out there. And so Coty, which is a big established company, has bought into KKW and Kylie Cosmetics.
I think they bought like 49%, or was it 51%? 51
in Kylie, yeah, okay, and I think 20 in KKW. Right,
okay.
Like $60 million and I think $20 million or something like that.
Right, yeah.
So they've bought into those brands, and Seed are assuming that it's because they want to get into and get their secrets, their manufacturing sort of secrets, which could be the case.
Yeah.
Could be the case.
Could be.
Yeah. Because normally Coty does makeup. Oh, not makeup, sorry.
Fragrance mostly.
I think they do CoverGirl.
They do. Yeah, they do.
And Max Factor. Yes. And then like fragrances.
Yeah.
Rimmel?
Yeah, Coty's they do Rimmel.
But they're the main.
But I just feel like they're like how do I say this in the meanest way possible? Seed Beauty secrets aren't going to save you.
That's true.
You're crap. Look, no, they're not crap, because like I like CoverGirl, I like Rimmel, I like Max Factor,
but they're not in touch. They're basic drugstore brands,
exactly,
and they're good for what they are.
Yeah,
but they're not the cutting edge of,
that's right,
of what's trending in the makeup
that's
community.
Right. That's
right. Their target audience is repeat purchases of people that that wear a bit of makeup but don't know much about makeup. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They don't care about what the new highlighter trend is. They don't care about the new glittery formula of lipstick that everyone's going bonkers over, which is not the case.
No.
Brands, get over that train. What they're doing is going, I need a new concealer. What's a cheap one that works?
Yes, exactly.
That's what their target audience is, which is nothing. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that if you're wanting to get into the trendy makeup, trying to copy ColourPop, you know, you can't copy someone to get ahead of the trend.
No, you can't. Makeup Revolution has been failing for years.
Well, I would like to know their books because I reckon they're not failing money-wise.
Well, no, they're
failing our eyes.
They're doing all right, but yeah.
Reputation-wise.
Reputation, they're failing.
They're failing a little bit.
All right, we've got something new here from Laneige. This is some new additions to their cream skin range. We have the Cream Skin Milk Oil Cleanser. It's $34. It combines the cleansing oil and cleansing milk to help dissolve oil-based impurities and visibly purify the skin at the same time. It's formulated with amino acid-rich white tea leaf water, and it helps to strengthen the skin's moisture barrier. Then we have the Cream Skin Mist. This is $27. It's a refreshing fine mist spray that delivers intense long-lasting hydration for up to 12 hours. It's enriched with amino acids from white tea leaf water again, and it helps to strengthen the skin. Because it's a super fine mist, it offers an even natural looking glow to makeup wearers and non-makeup wearers alike, and it's available now, both of them, at Sephora US.
Yeah, out of these, I think the thing I would be most interested in is the milk oil cleanser because I do love me an oil cleanser to remove this clown makeup. It requires a lot of effort.
It sounds nice.
Yeah,
like it does sound nice. I would try it as well. And I like Laneige, but I personally feel like they are expensive for what they are.
I agree.
Yeah, I feel like Laneige to me, like, they have some winner products that are really nice, but I'm like, there's also a lot of nice products out there that are pretty much within the same family as Laneige, and they're cheaper. So,
I do think $34 for an oil cleanser, which is 200 mils, is a bit expensive, but I have to say I've spent a lot more for Shura Mira cleansing oils.
Yeah.
If this was anything like that, which I doubt that it would be,
no,
I would spend the money, but it's got to rival that for me to want to spend the money.
That's
if it's just a basic sort of cleanser, it's $34
just
is not.
Just stick with what you love.
Yeah.
Okay, Rituel de Fil.
Yeah, so they've got a new highlighter. So this is an addition to their Metamorphic highlighter range. The new shade is the Chimera. They're actually donating 100% of profits for this particular color to the Equal Justice Initiative and the Innocence Project. So if you did want to buy a product and have the proceeds go to a good cause, this is one to check out. This is $32, and essentially this is their highlighters are cream pan highlighters, and this one is a lime blossom shade. So it is essentially a green highlighter.
Yeah.
So they're saying that this is the color to wear in the sun of summer, a truly universal, fresh, and extraordinarily flattering shade. I'm going to argue that that is probably not the case. I don't mind a green highlighter, but they stand out like dog's balls.
Yeah, they do.
Like they can be quite nice looking, but it's a statement highlighter. It's not universally flattering. If you've got light skin, it looks like a color on your skin. If you've got deeper skin, it stands out even more extreme, like a highlighter. like the colored highlighters that you highlight words with the neon green ones. Sort of gives you that kind of vibe. It's very pretty, and what they've done in their marketing looks gorgeous.
So gorgeous.
They're also really making it look desirable, but it's just another fucking coloured highlighter.
I'm just not buying it. I'm not excited in the slightest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, I think I've got about 30 green highlighters at home still.
And I don't think I've used it for 2 years.
No, maybe even longer.
Yeah. But, you know, if you like the formula and you like the cause and you like the
color. Yeah, that's right.
And you want your highlighters to stand out like no one's business.
Yeah.
It's one to check out.
Go and get it.
Go and be merry.
Something new from Suva Beauty. This is the Mix Cake Hydra Liner. So this is basically a split pan Hydra Liner. You've got white on one side, black on the other side.
And these are cult favorite colors. So they've got these colors individually if you like the look of the yes. black or the white but didn't want them split.
So they show this being used as like a split liner, so you can run your brush down the center of the cake, or you could also use either side mm-hmm. with the black or the white. And the effect does look really cool. So, you know, if you want to do something, like I could see them bringing out a whole range of these.
Yeah.
And it's available now if you want it at Suva Beauty. I just question, like, it's going to get grey and you're going to have to, like, clean it up before you use it. You're going to have to be really careful about activating it, not mixing too much. So, but I mean, I don't know.
I think
I'm not really excited about it.
Yeah, I think your concerns is what I've seen a lot of people comment, which is, you know, good in theory, not great in practice.
Mm.
And I do totally understand that. My thing about this is, and I remember I did a review of, I think it might have been Inglot liners a while ago on my channel. I did like a little review of it. And I was talking about how I love the formula of the liners and I love the colors, but you get too much product
yeah,
for your
you
average person. Yeah. And by the time it goes off or dries out, you've barely even made a dent in them.
Mm.
And I feel the same way about Suva Hydra liners. I think you can get some awesome effects, awesome colors. They're really fun products. But again, I've got probably half a dozen of them and I feel like...
One will last you a lifetime.
Yeah. And by the time they're like, okay, these are water activated, so they're dry cakes and they don't dry out essentially, but still they have a shelf life that you're going to, like they're going to go off eventually.
Yeah.
So what I said in that review was I wish brands came out with like quad
split pan.
Like you actually have like plastic dividers but like different colors.
Yeah.
So you go, there's a blue quad. So I can go, there's a light blue, there's a periwinkle blue, there's a dark blue, there's a navy. And you don't have to buy four different pans.
Bobby Brown used to do split pans. I don't know if they still do it.
They bring them out, I think, limited edition collections. Yeah. But yeah, so something like that I thought was like so much better for your daily makeup wearer rather than your makeup artist.
Mm.
So when I saw this, I was like, great, Suva has, they've twigged.
Yeah.
And I think that I like what they're doing because I would buy this and use them individually.
Yeah, yeah.
The way that they're showing that you mix the line together and you create an ombre effect, sure, you can do that. I don't think many people will do that. That's not a common way to wear eyeliner and I don't actually think you'll look that great on the eye. It'll also be really hard to replicate on either eye.
That exactly.
Like you do it and then you go, okay, that looks cool, and then you try to replicate it and doing it backwards will be harder to do. So the mixing, I'm not like, advertise it that way because it looks cool in videos, but I think this is just a more cost-effective way for people to try different colors. Yeah. And I would like to see them bring out more of these duos, like the neon duos, like have a pink on one side and a yellow on the other side instead of having to buy two individual things. I think it's a much better way to do it.
Of an even better way to do it, but I'm not giving up that secret because if you and I ever want to start a brand, it's ours.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Hayley. Done. But yeah, I think, so I like where this is going from, like I'm getting to a point and I know you're getting to the same point where we're valuing less is more.
Absolutely, 100%.
Little eyeshadow palettes are better than, you know, okay, you might go per gram, you're getting blah, blah, blah dollars per gram in the big one. But are you actually going to use a whole massive palette? Probably not. So I'm liking less is more these days and I'm liking smaller. I want little tiny liners. I don't need a huge pan of cake liner that takes 3 years to use up on a daily basis. So I like where this is going.
Yeah.
But I understand why people think it's a bit of a gimmick. Because it is a gimmick, but it's also practical if you want those two individual colors.
I do think it's really cool how they're like, look at this cool effect you can create fairly easily based on what they're showing without, you know, split pan cake liner, but having it like in a round pot, I'm like, I can think of like, I can just, it can be done better. It can be done better. There's ways to do it better. And this could have been like, this could have been an awesome release, but it's just like, here's a black and a white in the same pot and you can create these cool effects with it. And grey if you mix them together. I'm like...
I'm curious about her idea.
Yeah, I know.
We'll talk later.
Hey, over lunch.
Over pizza, again.
All right, Trixie.
Yeah. So this is news of today. News of today. This just popped up today as of filming. Trixie did announce that Trixie Cosmetics are releasing 5 new items. Okay, so we don't have a date when these are being released, but essentially it's the Insider Collection. And they're calling it the Insider Collection because it's an insight into what's coming up from the brand in the next year or so. So whether this just means that they're going to take the color stories that they're releasing and maybe releasing collections, or they're just going to release more lipsticks and more lip glosses, we don't know. But there's 5 new lip products that are launching. One of them
is not even new. Like, I'll fight you about this.
Was it a drag con or something?
But it's been like, it's been a long time. So they're re-releasing Stacey's Mum.
Yeah, which is a bright pink.
Yeah.
And I remember distinctly talking about it because it was so similar to Stacey that we were like, why do you need Stacey and Stacey's Mum?
Yeah.
And now they're like, YouTube video, surprise, we've got a new shade called Stacey's Mum.
I'm like, am I having a stroke? Didn't this just happen?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm going to scroll back and find out when it released.
Yeah. The next one that we've got is Bauble. So this is a peachy pink, but again, it is a matte lipstick. And then we have 3 shades of lip gloss. These are a new formula, which is cool. We've got Cream Puff. This is a pretty opaque, pinky, creamy pink shade. Then we have Mellow Drama. This is like a sheer fuchsia. This is fairly pretty. And the next one and the last one, this is Snow Cone. This is an absolutely gorgeous, opaque, like sort of candy, apple, coral, bright gorgeousness. Absolutely gorgeous.
Trixie did hint that if you're interested in that sort of corally orange color, there's more coming. So I'd expect a lipstick at least in this formula or this shade, which I love the color, obviously. So I'm down for it. February was when Stacey's Mum was announced. So okay. We saw it in February.
Wow.
It's July. So it's not that new. Mm. But surprise!
Surprise! Fun.
Really quickly as well, on the topic of drag queen makeup lines, Kimchi Chic Beauty, we've seen a sneak peek of something and we were going to wait to talk about it until we've seen it, but it'll probably be announced by the time you're watching this, and if you're interested, you can go investigate it. Yeah, you can go investigate it yourself and we'll talk about it, you know, when we get updates. Firstly, they have released sponges, which we didn't talk about, but there's 2 shades of sponges.
If we're talking about every brand that released a sponge, my God, it would be sponge news.
That's true. But what is actually interesting is that there's a collaboration happening with Naomi Smalls, who's another drag queen. So this is called 2 Queens in 1 Desert. And it looks like it's going to be a green eyeshadow palette, or at least that's what they're sort of emphasizing. They do have lip glosses and lipsticks and bloody concealers and color correctors and a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, they have
a pretty big range.
Huge range. Yep. So it could be anything in this collection. But in all the sort of campaign photos that they're sneak peeking, it's the vibrant green. So green eyeshadow palette coming soon. And we'll update you when we know more.
Excellent. We have a collection here with Ulta Beauty. They have released a Harry Potter collection.
What?
I'm just the messenger. Don't shoot me. I don't like it either.
The home brand...
They need to stop.
They get these really cool properties and they just butcher them.
They absolutely took a big stinky, steaming, runny shit on Harry Potter with this collection. They did. Yeah. They did. It's bad. It's a really horrendously bad, but people are buying it.
It's still going to sell the fuck out,
yeah. Yeah, a lot of it was out of stock when I finally found it on the Ulta website. There are four lip crayons. These look like lip crayons.
Yeah, they're lip crayons. What can you say?
Then there are four lip glosses. These
can I,
are...
Can I just say, though, with all the... they all look the very similar colour.
Yeah, they do. They really do. I'm just like, huh?
Who? They all got mauve-y undertones.
Yeah. And the lip glosses, you've got a clear, sort of a peach beige, a light pink, and a mauve pink.
Mm.
Then we have a pH lip balm.
Ugh.
Yep. I know. How disappointing. Then we have a Hufflepuff eyeshadow palette and one for Ravenclaw, Gryffindor, and Slytherin. And then you can buy a palette vault, so all four palettes in a vault. And finally, a four-piece brush set. I will say, I don't hate these brush handles.
Yeah, I think they look cool
these
as well.
These are Deathly Hallows brush kit, it's called. But they've got like the...
That smoky effect.
Smoky, like...
I think that's cool.
It's the best thing they've done in this collection.
Because you see that and I think of those things in Harry Potter. I'm not even a Harry Potter fan and I can still associate that
exactly,
with Harry
Potter. Exactly, right? Yeah. It's super effective.
Whereas if I saw... If I saw the palettes, I'm like, eh, whatever. If I saw maybe the pH lip gloss with the little...
Lightning bolts on it. Yeah.
Okay, get
it. And it does have Harry Potter like splash on it. So
but the lip glosses and everything else, I don't really see.
You just wouldn't really pick it, would you?
You'd have to look quite closely.
Yeah. Like, you know, the peach beige one is called Platform 9 3/4. And it's got like a symbol for that on it, but it doesn't scream Harry Potter.
No.
Like
they could have done a lot more with that, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Look, to be fair. Okay, it's wearable.
It is.
It's wearable. Yeah, yeah. And this might be marketed towards, you know, fans that aren't big into makeup and just want something that's like, I want a mauve tinted lip balm that I can wear every day and who gives a shit. But the palettes aren't that bad.
The color stories actually aren't too bad for what they are. I just feel like the thing that made me go like, I feel like you just didn't really try is the brushes are so fucking cool and so clever and so on point for the property.
Mm-hmm.
And the color stories aren't terrible in the palettes.
They're just lacking.
But they
they're
lackluster with the like the packaging.
Yeah, you could do something a lot more exciting and a lot more collectible. I agree. Especially when you have something that's so whimsical and something that's so loved that you could really go. Like we went to, when we were in Universal Studios, we went to the Harry Potter section. And I'm not a big fan, but I was just like, this place is so awesome. You can do some really cool stuff with it. And they sort of just, they wimped out.
It does feel like they wimped out.
But I the herb shade in the Slytherin palette, I'm down for. I think the colour stories aren't bad.
Yeah.
They could have dialed up the pigmentation. Like, it looks a little bit like
they look a bit muted, don't they?
They do. Yeah. They could have made it a little bit more vibrant. But I agree with you. The packaging could have been so much cooler.
Yeah.
And that's what I think. Look, these aren't necessarily a horrible collection. It's just that it could have been a lot better.
I think
that's where the issue lies.
I think if you're a mega, mega, mega Harry Potter fan, you're probably... Like, don't shoot the messenger, honest. I'm on your side if you hate it. I feel like Ulta do this all the time.
Yeah, Sephora Collection do it too.
They do it too. Yeah,
the home brands from big stores, they just...
They just let the team down. But those brushes are sick.
All right, we've seen a new palette coming soon from Urban Decay.
Mm.
This is the Stoned Vibes palette.
Yeah.
Interesting name. It's related to like gemstone, not like getting stoned.
Yeah.
There's two different ways you can interpret that as well. There we go.
It's true.
Yeah. But this looks really old school Urban Decay. It looks like old Urban Decay, which is interesting. There's essentially four, what looks like four mattes and eight glitter shades.
Yeah.
Now, they have been quite well known for their Moondust eyeshadows.
Yes, yep.
These don't look like Moondust eyeshadows.
Not. These look like straight up pressed glitters.
Yeah, the
Moondust. And they're still doing those fucking double-ended brushes.
I know. They're the same ones from the Naked Bar.
They are. Let it go.
Yeah, I think this is strange. I'm curious about what the texture of these are going to look like. These almost look like the one. I'm not saying that this is what it is, but it gives me the vibe of those ones that are in that, like, that jelly sort of
texture with
suspended glitter.
Yeah.
It gives me that vibe.
Glitter and Vaseline.
Yeah.
That's the vibe it gives me as well. Yeah. I can't wait. Like, I will actually watch people review this because I want to see what the texture of those eyeshadows are. This feels like a time warp.
It does feel like a time warp.
Feels like a time warp. It feels like we went back to the future with Urban Decay. I don't know. What are they doing?
It's really strange.
I don't even know these people anymore.
Yeah, look. I'm curious how this is going to differ from their Moondust eyeshadows.
Wait. You know what?
What?
These might not even be glitters. These might be speckled like those
Huda ones.
Huda ones, like the hamburger.
They might be. You're right. Yeah, they might be. So instead of that actually being light reflecting off glitter, it could just be speckled light patches in it.
Yep.
Could be. But then it doesn't really reflect the packaging, does it?
No, it doesn't. I've got to say, the packaging is sick.
Yeah. I think it does.
I'm going to go in store somewhere and just like snap the lid off and run away with it.
And I'm just going to be there swatching the glitters and be like, Vaseline, are you Vaseline?
Yeah. And it should be yelling after me, you are right, it's a hamburger patty.
I'm curious though, because the bottom row sort of looks like hamburger patties.
It does.
But Opal Aura looks like it's like a holographic glitter.
It does. It's, yeah.
I want to see this swatched. That's all I want.
So do I. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
But there is a part of me, and this is going to sound really dicky, and it is what it is. There's part of me that's like, I don't hate it.
Look,
it's
fine. Look, it's all right. There's no judgment here.
There is plenty of judgment, and that's fine. The reason I say that, hear me out, crew, is I've been asking for sort of muted glitter colors for a long time because, you know, you can get glitter and glitter's pretty and, you know, often it's like gold glitter and like red glitter. And they're pretty, but how often do you wear them? I'm not going to buy this palette. I'm not going to wear it often. So that train of thought is ridiculous anyway. But when it comes to some of these bronzy colors and some of these nudie colors, I can see those working really, really nicely with those mattes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I would definitely swatch them, and that's probably where my interest will end. But I'm interested in swatching them, which is more than a lot of other palettes on the market. Yes,
yeah. Okay, we have something from Violet Voss. This is the Sakura Eye Shadow and Pressed Pigment Palette. It features a delicate cherry blossom hue to make every occasion feel like spring in full bloom. How many shades are there? A lot. 18. 18 shades. It is very sort of goldy, bronzy,
pinky
red.
Yeah, pinky with orangey. A
hint of purple and berry. Look, I don't hate it, but I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah. Look, it's interesting though. The video and the photo, they look so different.
They look different, don't they?
Like the shade Full Bloom in the video looks like a bronze brown.
Yeah, yeah. But then in the image, it looks like an orangey gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm a bit confused.
That's why I'm confused.
But pinks, like, I sometimes get sucked into pinks where I'm like, they look cool.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And I will swatch them and I'm like, oh, that's nice color,
but then you don't wear them. Like you put it on and you're like,
I'm like, oh,
why the fuck did I think this was gonna work? They do. So many of them stain, and because this is also a pressed pigment, you might find that there's gonna be some stainers.
Yeah. So we do have swatches of the palette. It's very pink. It's too pink for me.
Yeah, it's too pink for me. Now that I've seen it swatched, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't want it in the first place because I don't want eyeshadow palettes, but. It's
But if you do like pink, their quality is very nice.
There you go.
And it's available now at Sephora online and the Violet Voss website for $42 US, and it's coming in stores at Sephora on the 31st of July. So
excellent.
If you're a pink fan, I do recommend their formula. I will say that. There we go.
All right. We have something here from Wet n Wild. This is a collaboration. It is with Sanrio's My Melody and Kuromi. So this is, look, I don't know. You guys are going to have to let us know your feelings about this. But essentially, it consists of the My Melody eyeshadow palette, $9.99, and the Kuromi eyeshadow palette, $9.99. These are 16 pan palettes. One is sort of more pink and mauve and bronzy.
A little bit nude, yeah.
And the other one is a bit more like grungy purple. There's some grey tones in there, yellow, stuff like that. Then there's a blush lighter palette. This is $9.99. This is actually kind of cute. I love that skull on it.
Yeah, I do like the skull on it too. The
skull's adorable. Then we have the liquid matte lip color in two shades. This is $4.99. There's a lip gloss in two shades for $4.99. Jewel-ended eyeshadow brush and a jewel-ended face brush, both $9.99. And there's a cosmetic bag for $8.99, or you can buy the whole collection for $64.99. It's available now at Wet n Wild Beauty and Sanrio.com. And it's coming soon to Ulta online and in stores, also Walgreen in stores, CVS in stores, and Target online.
Yeah, on the 21st of July. I think this is an interesting collection. I do like that they do have, for each character, they've got a palette, they've got a lip gloss and a liquid lipstick. So, you know, if you're particularly a fan of that character, you can go for it. I've seen some people really vibe with this, which I think that's going to be up to your personal preference and how much you like these characters. But if you're not familiar with Sanrio, they do have, like, they're pretty much, they have like Hello Kitty and little twin stars and a lot of characters that people go mad about. So I do think this will sell pretty well just because of the collaboration, just the nature of it. It's very collectible, and I do think that they've done the packaging and everything justice.
Yes.
So where we were talking about the Harry Potter one being lackluster, I don't think this is lackluster.
No, I don't either. And you know what? I want this stupid palette that's got the skulls all over it. I want the Kuromi palette. It is just, that skull is so fucking cute.
It is cute. That's a lot more of an interesting colour story, though.
It is.
It's not one that most people wear on a daily basis, but I do think it's a lot more of a unique colour story.
I like it. It's
like the pink one looks like a lackluster version of the palette we just talked about from Violet Voss.
Yes, it does.
whereas the darker one, the grungier one, it gives me like subculture vibes.
Yes, that's what I thought.
That grungy sort of vibe. I kind of like that colour story. And if you're into that sort of, if you're into that and you like the really smoky eye looks, I think this is a fun one and pretty affordable.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Not for me, but I don't hate it. Don't hate it.
Yeah. That is it.
That is it.
That is the end of the makeup.
End of days.
The end of days. Goodbye. The time has come to dedicate this episode to a Beauty News VIP, and this week's VIP is Isabel Freya.
Thank you, Isabel.
Thank you, Isabel, for supporting Beauty News, and thank you to everyone who supports Beauty News in whichever way you choose to do so. It is time for an emoji.
Yeah, and we're going skulls.
We are.
Because Hayley likes the cute skull.
I like the cute skull. I'm just going to say the iPhone emoji skull is not as cute as Kuromi skull, but you know what? Beggars can't be choosers, and 2020 has us all begging for fucking anything.
I'd like new emojis as well.
Yeah, I would like new emojis too. Like, come on. Fucking, this is a shit show.
People use emojis so often. I don't understand why they're so slack with bringing out new ones.
I know.
Shame.
Yeah, shame bell. All right, guys, we're going to wrap that up there. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, give it a thumbs up and don't forget to let us know what did you like from this episode. the beauty news.
What did you like, Hayley?
Hourglass mascara and yes. Kuromi Skull. They're my picks. I think
Hourglass mascara is my pick too.
It's on my wish list.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one thing, if I had to put my money where my mouth is.
I would buy it. Like, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm going to be buying that one. I'll be like, hey, Kat, I found it. It's on sale. Your mom lunch is going to be like, yes.
That's exactly how it works.
All right, guys. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.